Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. MLive's Angela Whitrock joins Current State every Monday morning for a quick look at business and development and the economy and the like. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you, Mark?
Nice to see you. Governor Snyder has an economic summit next week in Detroit that he announced last Friday. I spoke with him briefly about it. What's your take on this summit?
Well, I think it's really interesting that it seems like he's on a sort of fact-finding mission to find out what's the reason for this gap between the amount of available jobs in the state and the inability of employers to fill them. The Tom Walsh piece in the Free Press this weekend noted that the governor says there are about 62,000 jobs that are unfilled in Michigan, and that, you know, they believe it's part of a skills gap, that maybe folks are graduating school without the proper skills needed to fill these jobs. So it's a question of, I guess from their point, figuring out why is it that there are these jobs that are unfilled when we definitely have kids who are attending school and getting training. Are they, something's not lining up properly, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that, I imagine this is something all states are dealing with post-recession, perhaps? Is Michigan especially challenged by
this? You know,
this?
I think Michigan could be especially challenged because for so long the economy was so heavily dependent upon manufacturing and the auto industry. And so you could graduate high school and have a pretty solid career option.
Yeah.
You know, and as a lot of economists have mentioned, the economy itself is sort of in a transition point. You know, you're not seeing as many administrative assistant jobs, but you are, as someone noted in the Walsh column this weekend, seeing a need for app developers. So part of it is that there's always a bit of a lag, you know, between when we see these new innovations being made in the way that we operate and the way we do business and, you know, bringing the next generation of kids up who are going to do those things. In the meantime, there's always sort of a disconnect, and I think that's where we are now. And it seems like that's what Governor Snyder's attempting to target is, you know, bridging that gap and not waiting so long. I mean, Michigan really is not in a position to wait forever for this to happen. So it seems like he's trying to speed that process up a bit with this summit.
And the emphasis always seems to be on the so-called STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. That is a big part of this conversation, right?
That is, yeah. And I think, you know, hopefully one of the things that will come out of this summit, I say as an English major and art history major in college, is that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of creativity that's required in these jobs. You're not, you know, an app developer, yes, has to have a tremendous amount of skill when it comes to coding and the really complex parts of, like, the interwebs. But you also have to have the ability to have a nimble brain and think about problem solving in a way that's not always restricted just to engineering or science or math. So I'm hopeful that someone at this summit will stand up and wave the flag and say, don't forget about being creative here.
You reported again in the last few days on MLive on the developer proposals that are being looked over in East Lansing for the Grand River Abbott area. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, so there were seven proposals that came in. The city of East Lansing issued what they call an RFQP, a very fancy way to say, we want you to give us your ideas, but only if you're qualified, please. They got seven proposals. That's down to six now. These are all for the city-owned properties that were part of City Center. So it's about 2.8 acres. Seven proposals came in. That's down to six now. Core Campus withdrew its proposals. They were attempting to negotiate with Strathmore Development Company for those three properties, the one on Evergreen and then the large bank building and the property next to it on Grand River.
Right.
They wanted to buy those and include them, basically make another City Center 2 go of it, but without the Strathmore company being involved. Those negotiations apparently fell through, and so they just withdrew their proposal wholesale. Interestingly, DTN, which is the apartment management firm that is, you know, has a huge market share here, they also have a proposal, and it was also heavily dependent upon buying those lands from Strathmore again, and those also fell through. But instead of withdrawing their proposal, they've said that they plan to submit a revised proposal. So I'm kind of watching that closely to see how that shakes out. You know, I don't know if Core Campus would have withdrawn had they known they could revise. There seems to be some hesitance on the part of some members of this review team over whether DTN should be allowed to revise their proposal. So a lot of things in the air, and this is all, you know, theoretically supposed to be settled. We're supposed to get a proposal, a recommendation, and maybe sometime something happening starting around April 25th. So not a lot of time left to really sort out these issues, like, can they do it?
Yeah. Well, Scott Chappelle, Strathmore executive, has denied in the past that he is the owner of those private properties. I think there's a company called CATA that is officially the owner. There's some confusion there, but it would seem like whoever is the owner of those privately held properties really has a trump card here.
Well, and that's true. And, you know, just to be clear, what these are owned by, it's an LLC. And what that allows you to do is to put a buffer between yourself and the property. So if you wanted to form Mark Bayshore LLC and buy 12 houses on the east side of Lansing and flip them and it didn't work out well, Mark Bayshore LLC might go under, but Mark Bayshore Radio Host would be okay.
Okay.
So, and then I could invest in your LLC and we could say, well, we don't own that. Mark Bayshore LLC owns that. We just use our address. So there's it's sort of like depends on what your definition of is. Depends on what your definition of owns is. But for all intents and purposes, these properties are under Strathmore's control. And until, it seems like until those properties are included in this proposal or are, you know, somehow consolidated with the city properties, there's going to be this problem about how can you redevelop the city lands,
piecemeal approach,
without knowing what's going on at these other properties that are currently still Strathmore controlled.
And DTN, I believe, wants to build the walkway across Grand River, if I'm not mistaken, across to Michigan State.
I think there were two proposals that considered a pedestrian walkway, and you know, I'm not sure how East Lansing residents will take to that idea of having a. They might look at the pedway other places and think, maybe not for us.
And there's an important deadline 1 week from today involving the old bank building, currently owned by CATA Development, involving the foreclosure action there.
And there's going to be a hefty amount of money that's going to have to come due to redeem that property out of foreclosure. Otherwise, it's going to revert to the holder of the loan, which is Rob LLC, another LLC. But there's still some question, you know, some court documents that appear to show that maybe there are some other interests on the property that some people have filed. Some other out-of-state companies have filed an interest that would say, if this reverts, then we get a piece of it. So ownership is always a question with these properties. Who owns it? How much do they own? What happens when they stop owning it? It's a quagmire.
I think what happens a week from today is going to be very interesting, too.
Well, lucky so you and I, we have a standing date to talk about
it. That's right, 1 week from today. Angela Whitrock of MLive joins us every Monday on Current State. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Mark.